That's a shame.
Okay, so we saw last time, we sort of did quite a bit, the end of the last mission in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, about the difference between Tekufis and Mazalus and versus Kinepis Nida. So Lamais, it says that Kinepis Nida are Kufi Alachis, Tekufis got the Yosef, Akbar's the Chachma. So the problem was the kind of very, I mean, all of them seem very much at random. I mean, Kinepitz and Nida are not exactly what you call the mainstream of halacha, the main, it's not chazakis, it's not really, it's your day to some degree, but it's not the main halachas. And the comparison to the matrios and so on. So Lemaisa, the Maral says over here, that the shot is both kine pischa chachma. He says there's a rabusa on both sides of it. On the one hand, kine and pischa chachma are in yonim of sveikus. There's something that happens when you messed up, you lost it, and so on and so forth. In both of them, sveikin and pischa chachma, that's what halachos are about. Lemais. The one could have thought that since they're talking about a suffix she'ira, he says, it's not really something that should have happened. It's something that happens occasionally. It's not kilu dekim mechufen of the halacha. Also, he says a person should have got into that suffix. And so I would have thought that this is not called chachma. Whereas the opposite of it is the kufis and mazalus, which are very vados the kinyanim. These are the cheshbainis that are 100% fixed, both math and astronomy. So I would think that both of these. So you have zelu maser. Now the havamina. The Mishnah is talking about what is chachma, and in identifying the moral is there is kufi halachas, Rashi is there is kufi teira. In the realm of chachma, one would say that vados is the hallmark of chachma. Quantification is really something which is the description of chachma itself. So math. The Maisa is the strongest chachma, and therefore, because it's very, very vaidois, other sciences tend to, sometimes experiment a little bit this way, that way, the other way. Math is the most exact of sciences, and astronomy is a close second, certainly in the chachmas that were observable in those days. So I would think that since there is that, these have a din of chachma, whereas the Pischi Nida and the Kanan the are something which are the Maisa Kilo Suffolk, and the whole Matthias of Suffolk is Hefe Chachma, because Chachma should be doing things that are Vaday, so Bal Karchach we would be Madif these and say this is real Chachma, this is not Chachma. So the Tana tells us the exact opposite, that this is something which is chachma, and this is something which is not chachma. This is gufa teira, and this is a nefei step of teira, but not teira itself. So I'd like to try to understand a little bit what is his answer, kilu. So in a chnami, why not? He then goes on to say this is halachas because they go straight to teira, to Kadosh Baruch, and so on. It's not 30 minutes smile. So I want to try a little bit to understand some of the Sekuda. I want to go into another point that he's making here that's touching on something really significant. He says that Kinin and Pischanida really deal with Sveikus. I want to learn up a little bit about that Indian and try to understand a little bit what that mitzvah is and so on. I want to Pasik is the Gematria Elacher. That's what the Sfarim say, that Amalek is the Gematria Sufik, 240, 240, and Elacher is 240. Fine. So you have three Gematrias that are equal. The it's built in the Zohar Kodesh that says that after they said Hayes Hashem b'kibbeinim ayin, then miyad v'yove Amalek. So when they had fakers, that's when Amalek came. So there's the general sense of Amalek being tied with fakers. The Pashta Pshat, the Pshat that's sort of usually given, is that it has to do with Kfira. In other words, they cast a doubt in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a getter of Kfira and so on. There's something about it that falls short, because really, if you think about it, if somebody tells you that there's a vaday, another that face it, the Baal is the let's take somebody, let's take some chayiv that was mechayiv for megadev, that the luchur is worse. Let's say those people that is the Baal, that they went after the avodah zarah, so that their lamaisa is saying that there is something else. There's an avodah zarah and so on. Sfeikus seem to us to be 50% of the way. If we were to ask somebody who's close to being a maimon, an atheist or an agnostic, so one would say, certainly, the agnostic is closer. He's a kaifa hakol. He's a moed b'miktus. Well, moed b'miktus is close to paying in halacha. There's without a shvur he pays. So in seichel pashut, in shitchias, it would appear that a vaday is somebody that a kaifer, either a zara or a kaifer, is much worse. That they were mapel fakers, that Kaiyosel said Hayesh the Kibbeinim Ayin. It's nice. It's fine. It's a Rifian, but it certainly wouldn't put Amalek as better if he's machnas fakers as opposed to the person that tries to be machnas Avodah Zarah to Kaiyosel and so on. That's really an issue. That I mean, all the other umos who are of Avodah Zarah and so on, and yet. And yet Amalek is singled out. So Baal Karcho, there's going to be something also, there's something in the world of Sfeikis that's much worse in a certain sense than in Kfira. It's also interesting that whereas other umos have specific Avodah Zarah, Amalek's gematria is El Acher, which basically means he's not identifying, it's also a lashon of Mechatese. Maybe not. He's not identifying a positive Azar. It's fascinating. You don't find that Amalek has any type of Avodah Zarah that's associated with him, which is very unusual. All the other Umis Olam at that time were of the Avodah Zarah, and that seemed to mark their every Umma had its Tsar and its Avodah Zarah. Amalek doesn't come with one. And yet he's singled out as being much worse, and not only wants to destroy Klal Yisrael in Gashmius, but it seems in this sinyan of being Matal Sfeikus, as far as I'm full with it, that Amalek is Matal Sfeikus. It all comes from this Zayah. So I want to discuss an interesting inyan. There's a Shad, the Gemara says in a few places, the Gemara says in Gittin, the marshal, where the machloikis about telegesh begiver, there was a shayla if there's a shayla if it was nima matzvayse makom esvuv, and the gemara says that they were in mesifter rikia, they were debating the same thing. The gemara asks, so mi ikas feka klapish maya, could it be that a kodesh baruch who would have a suffix? That is, it's, so that over there, the musik lot of sense. You know, Scottish Baroque, who doesn't know which Stalach is what it is. But there's another usage of the Indian of Itzrich Kro Limutis Feika. The Gemara in Chulin, it says, over there's a Shaila about what B'nai Yonah is. You have Torim B'nai Yonah. And it's a question, both, one of them is possible when it's young, one of them is possible when it's old, and the tzihuf is when it becomes, in the process of becoming older. So the Gemara says, what happens, behavi mitchilas tchilas atziv shebzev zev mahu. Sveike have v'nafik, don't bury have v'loinafik. So it's tchilas atzihuf, which means it's sort of the adolescence of the term the Yonah. The Gemara clears a shaila. Is it a suffix? We don't know, and that's why you can't bring one. Or is it a berif natsma? And if it's a suffix, so we say that you yaitzik of mimonef shach. You brought one like this and one like this. If it's a barrier, then it's neither this nor that. So the Gemara brings a right omer over tashma. Prat le tchilas hatziyuf shebezeh vezeh shepasul. I am at bishlam et ber yehav shopet. So you have a pasuk that's memayit tchilas hatziyuf in each one. So the Gemara says, I am at bishlam et ber yehav shopet. If you tell me it's a briyach hadasha, so the pasuk is telling you, there's an old one, there's a young one, there's an adolescent one's not. Ali am at tzveke have isra kol imut tzveke. You can't have a pasuk to be made a suffix. Rashi says, "Mihikas veke kamku chupriku." Ipshizok begelnin who I still a bit tired. Ipshizok bekanin and I still a meyona. The kinle pshitalon loyha veloyha mehecha teisik adait lachshirim. So lemaisa the Gemara says you can't have the Torah can't be talking about sveikas. Tosfos has a whole long list of sveikas. And it's obvious also, I mean, besides which you have, I mean, all the dinam of Rav and Chazaka, and so on and so forth, the Torah certainly talks about sveikas. So Tosfos answers, v'yesh leima, the kol sveika di efshel izbara, k'mega beheres u'maisa, l'fom u'kach u'fom v'yin acher, the type of suffix which is an event that happened. In other words, I wasn't sure if Beharis Kodma Kodma Beharis. The formal kind of formal should be in Akashaich Lemuti Mikro Shop and Mitamshu suffix. So they are checked to have a positive mind sphakus. Avohacha, Efshal of our sphakus, look, okay, see if Shavin. So something which has in itself a suffix, which is a standard suffix. In other words, the adolescence of a yoina, the adolescence of a tar. What is it? That's a type of suffix that is either or. So it doesn't make sense that Torah should call it a suffix. Why would the Torah call it a suffix? There's no suffix like Bishmaya. Baharis, before or Fakert, over there, it's a suffix that not all the sveikas are shavis, and therefore the Torah can call it a suffix. So I guess if it's to translate into simple language, there's a suffix that comes. Machmas koyte hasagas ha'adam. In other words, it's neveya from the conditions in the world that it's not clear if it's not clear what happened when. Those are sveikas that certainly can have a pasuk for that. Masha inkin sveikas where you have where that. It's a suffix mikrach to metzias, and therefore it should have achroah, the achroah shkam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, there can't be any sveikas kavishmaya. That's what he answers. So itself, what is the hefech of chachma? So the answer is, so one would think it's wrong chachma. For instance, if I ask you, does water boil does water boil at 100 degrees? One guy says it boils at 100 degrees centigrade, one says it's 60 degrees centigrade. So one would think the ultimate nehefecha chachma is 60 degrees, because that's wrong. But wrong, as long as it falls in under the marachas of chachma, then it's possible to prove it this way if I'll prove it that way. The suffix, if we're talking about a suffix, not mitzad, there's a suffix of iyidia. And that suffix of iyidia is a suffix that's hoylech u'mizbarer. It's a suffix that we could be mevarer, and therefore the Torah gave us kale to be mevarer. Then there are sveikis that are be'etz and brias of sveikis. Almost like Ben Ashmashis, where the Torah says, you know, the Gemara asks, could it be by Kodesh Baruch Hu, would be a suffix, Ben Ashmashis, and so on. So we have in Yonim that Mitzad Mitzias Adam is a world of Suffolk, and we have in Yonim that Mitzad the Etzem Mitzias it there's a Suffolk and there's unclarity. The chelik of if a person determines Lamashal, let's give an example of something that today we wrestle with. When we look at Teva at a very, very at a micro state, like the modern version of physics, the modern set of physics, you get to a place where things are understood not to be able to determine them. That's a very, very that's a very difficult metzias. It means, in other words, there's something happening that the etzem has no achro where it's going to go or what's going to happen with it and so on. So sfeikis means that when you peg something as being a suffix, you're saying that it's not a vadai, it has no mokar vados whatsoever. It's something which has no hechre mitzaratzmai, and therefore it's mufka from any type of hanhaga, it's mufka from any type of mitzvah of chachma and so on. So when we talk about suffix, when somebody comes and tells you, so we gave a mashal, somebody comes and says to you, he believes that the Baal is the right God. So that's a mistake. But it's not hafkar because you can prove him Baal not, and then you prove him Torah yes, and everything is good. Let's say a person comes to you with the following position. He says that there is the etzem no way to prove anything, absolutely. And the Mela, nothing has a metzias that you can say is pure emes. That person has been mafkia. Person comes and tells you, let's say somebody's a real chacham. He's not going to argue with you that this is right, that's right. He's going to tell you, listen, wise people have argued with this for millennium, and everyone has their own day and everyone has their own direction, and you know what? These are the type of things that no one can ever know. They're unknowable, not definite, everyone with his truth. So in a certain sense, that person, that akira, is a much, much deeper akira than the person who's making the mistake. The person who's making the mistake is it's still within the tchum of chachma, it's still within the tchum of emes and sheker. In other words, in the shulton of emes and sheker, which I could spoke with emes, this is nichnas into it, and accept that there's a mistake there, and we have to try to prove this with every other one. A person who's machnis the world of suffix, being oike and saying, you know, there is none, then be'etzem he is leaving everything, that in a certain sense he's being like everything from having any materials whatsoever. A person, let's take an example, two people both believe, both are rative emes, but Reuven believes in A and Shimon believes in B. So in a certain sense, in the big picture, they're both similar. They're both close to each other because they're both mevakshim. There's a big precious drachim in what has become the final object of the bikush. Mashainke, in a person who says it's unprovable, it's unknowable, there's no point in knowing it, and so on, that person is much further away from the other person. The when we're talking about sfeikus, it says the Lashon Zohar Kaddish of there, it says about imayesh Hashem kibene ma'ayin. So the they were referring the way the Zohar says it, they were referring to something which is a tepchina lamala, a certain darga, that it's not kayam lemishal also. It says in the Zohar, there are things that are there to ask and to answer. That's gufitayah. There are things that are there that we can ask. We have there's a makom shaila, but there's not a teretz. And there are things that are not a makom shaila. Like the Mishnah says, you can't ask on what's the mala, what's the mat, and so on and so forth. So their shkler was in ayin means if what's here is something which is mufka. Those in yonim that are in the world of shaila means that it belongs under the rubric of our kesher Kadosh Baruch Hu. We see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas different anhogis in the world with typhus. We have to ask ourselves, mi bara eila? And so the shaila is, we might not have a saga and a tefisa in the pratim of Mishpatei Hashem, but it certainly, it is a makom to notice it. There are certain yonim that are beyond that. And in that chelik is where it's unknowable, there's no makom shaila, is where you have the makom sfeikus. The makom sfeikus be'etzim means that being that it's a shaila that has no hachra, it becomes a pircha on the sheirish. And that mida is a mida worse than the other mida. I want to tell it to something. The Chazal say that let's take it upesi yarim, that if you hit a letz, then the fool becomes wise. So Chazal said, "Letz taka is a molik," and that was that's what you have to end the shalach. Upesiyarim is yisrael. So it's not strange. The whole tushtel of letz and pesi. And the whole pasuk in terms of the way Chazal saw it, even the pasuk stands by itself. The main shmitas are sinei of the letz and the pesi. They're both not good meters. That's it. There's nothing else to say particularly of any particular mahut. But so you have the letz taka and the pesi yar. Now. The teretz is, and Rafuta speaks about it, his first Maimon Purim, and I'm just sort of developing a little more what he said. A pesi is someone that believes everything, and that's his problem. He's like, did every desire, and that was the mitzvahs of, that was the mitzvahs of Yisrael. So Yisrael was an Ovid, but he's Ovid every desire. And therefore, he was a pesi. So it's terrible. Somebody's Ovid Ever Zara is terrible, But on the other hand, he's a bar vikuach. He's somebody you can argue with, and you can and you can show him this is right, that's right, the other one is right. Prove it, and at some point, it'll work. A letz is somebody. The word letz is not translated appropriately as a jokester. It's translated as a cynic. It's somebody who is the most of a letz as a letz is to be maskia something. It's not putting down an alternate position. It's showing that the thing is mufrach mitzar atzmai. He's being matel deifin the thing mitzar atzmai. So the mohus of somebody who's a letz, somebody who is whose mohus is to be oiker any attempt to go to emes, means that he's leaving the question of what is emes as a suffix. He's the essence of suffix. He's not offering alternatives. He's saying this is there's no such thing that it can never be proven, and it's therefore it's worthless and therefore it's meaningless. So the letz himself, the intent of the pasuk is letz taka means the musr is not in any way for the benefit of the letz, because the letz is not going to get anything out of it. There's nothing. It'll never bring him closer to emes. It's something which is going to its only value of hitting a malik is to bring home to Yisrael the emes of Torah and so on. So the metzius and kreches nefesh of suffik is somebody who's a letz. In other words, a letz is oiker the possibility of emes. He's not chaylik on it, but he's oiker it. You find the same thing by kreich and Moshe. He didn't. Kairos going for himself, becoming a Kain Gadol, wasn't the argument that he used. He didn't come along and say, you should know that I would like to be Kain Gadol, and because, I was passed over and so on. His taina was Talashikula Trails and so on. What he did was he made Moshe's Torah into an absurdity. When you make something an absurdity, you're being oikert mitzias meikre. So Amalek's koyach is not that he was touting any particular mahalach anti-Klal Yisrael, different than Klal Yisrael. He was matel sfeikus means that he was saying in Sheirish and Yanim, there's no makom of emes. That shy has to come down to us. In the Birurei Sfeikus, understanding the halachas, it's an extraordinary inyan that the Malach, going back a second to the morale. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not to be, in Isser and Heter, in Aveir and Mitzvah, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is easily found. Even if a person does an Aveir that's clear, it's much easier, so fine. Thinking in Aveir, that has a clear gether in who he is, what he is. He's a Chayv Malkus, he has a din of a Rasha, and so on and so forth. He has a Kapara and everything. If somebody does a Suffolk, he's halachically much worse. And Hashem Tali in certain ways is worse. And he doesn't really have yet a Kapara. It's only Megan and so on. Because Kolzman something has been Isbar, it doesn't have a Makom yet. So the Torah gave us in the world. In the world of Sfeikis, in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mahalach. By the fact that a Sufik goes into Halacha, and I can be done Beroiv, and I can be done with Chazaka, and I can be done with many of with Sfeikis, and all sorts of tools like that. Those in Yanim of Sfeikis means that even in a Makom Sufik, there's a place to walk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha takes the sfeikus ashaych to us, which is the only real sfeikus, and gives us a mahalach to go from there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even though tchilasa is the sufik, seifoi is a halacha. Masha'in came in the Maral's case, the other inyanim, they have the vadoyus of the vadous of being mathematical, but they're limited. They only go up to a certain point, and that's the end of it. And they don't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Astronomy itself stops. Hilchus Kiddush HaKadosh takes astronomy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, the Cheshivas, even though Suffolk Lechura is a step removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since it's taking you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes Gufei Halachas. Masha Ein Kein, those in Yonim, that are vados, but it stops short of taking any place else, that goes into, that belongs to the world of Haperos L'Chochma. It's a step for it, but it's not the thing itself. Al Kapanim, getting back to the Purim Kenyan, it's a much deeper Nekuda. Fakus and Emuna, you know, when, and it's one of the problems, when people are Marshall, and for many people, the mahalach of having problems in emuna lie not so much in emuna and Kadosh Baruch Hu as in emuna in general. For most people, a person whose life itself has been full of tapuches, he's learned not to trust. He's learned not to trust anybody, and therefore he can't be maimon mikayach a certain. Mikayach a certain nafshis tikinyan. So, and the shayrish of that tchuna in Klal Yisrael, in the world, is Amalek. And that's how Amalek has no tikkun. Where somebody is lived in the world of Adov, but it's a suffix in Birurim Metzius, for that there's a world of Birurim. But when we have a suffix, the Etzim, that's something that the person is a safkan. The person himself is as a person who doesn't act himself to an emes, that there is an emes, that person is hopeless. So Purim is about to be mischazik, the emes of the Messias, the emes, the ultimate emes, and that's Hashem, we should be zeicher to the chizuk in emuna that Purim brings with it. Any questions?
Amazing. I'm trying to understand why Amalek Lefize is Begimatria El Achav. Why is Amalek Begimatria El Achav? El Achav signifies a clear, distinct Avodah Zarah, as opposed to...
El Achav is more, maybe something. It's like, imagine, you know, when somebody comes to you with a Shaila, with a Shidduch, and, you know, he tells you it's a very nice girl, but I'm not sure about this, not sure about that. Or there's someone else I saw that I like better. Those things are fine. Those things have a mahalach how to deal with it. Somebody comes to you and he says, who says this is the right one? As long as the person is claiming to have that mahalach, as long as the person has that mindset, I should say is the right word, there's no, what's the answer? I mean, what's the answer to that one? It's not going to have an answer because it can't have an answer. It's basically telling you there's no way to know. It's not written on anybody's forehead that there's shafelos. So that type of mahalach is a haskor from any type of yediyah.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
Thank you.